Dave hits us, I think. And on the second hour here, we're going to have with us Professor Jim Fetzer. Most of you know him as being one of the founders of Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and he's a professor of philosophy at the University of Wisconsin, I believe, and his contributions to expanding the investigations into 9/11 are remarkable. And the dialogue that this man has promoted is just expanded our areas of understanding of this event in a degree that I think kind of sets him apart from many of the others. But he's also going to be sponsoring a conference, Scholars for 9/11 Truth, Exposing Falsehoods and Revealing Truths, and that's going to be taking place the 3rd through the 5th of August of this year, of course, and it's going to be at the Radisson Hotel in Madison, Wisconsin, and several speakers are lining up. And this is a little bit different angle on 9/11 Truth than some of the other 9/11 truthers, and that is one of the puzzling aspects of 9/11 Truth that has been kind of plaguing us as we've been attempting to get to the bottom of what happened that day. And there's a lot of division within the movement itself. And what I would like to leave people before we go to Jim Fetzer and after this first break is that, you know, ideas are ideas. And you discuss ideas based upon their merits, and you leave out the ad hominem attacks against individuals because that is a violation of the applied rules of logic. You don't assault the message. You challenge the message. And I would like to leave everybody with that. We have this tendency to get involved with these soap operas with one another, and the truth is that our ideas are worthy of respect, period. And as we go forward intellectually and trying to restore the republic and restore truth and restore decency, we need to leave the name-calling out and go forward on the merits of ideas and grant people the respect to have their ideas. And that's not just with 9/11 Truth. That's pretty much with everything. So, everybody, we are on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the American Activist. And when we come back, we're going to have Professor Jim Fetzer with us, and we're going to discuss the areas that 9/11 Truth is going into and the parameters of the conference that he's sponsoring coming up here between the 3rd and 5th of August in Madison, Wisconsin. So everybody, stick with us. This is going to be another fascinating hour, and we're going to get a little bit of 9/11 Truth going, and we're going to see what areas we need to be getting into so that we can not just solve this riddle, but bringing it out to where it gets investigated and the real terrorists are held responsible for their crimes. We'll be back in a few moments.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Line out and external line in jacks and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio. You get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Astro will be rocking San Antonio in support of Ron. It's going to be a great day of music. Don't miss it.
Congressman Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, is coming to San Antonio July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
Hi, I'm David White of the Glorious Dregs, and I support Ron Paul for president in 2008. Please join us when the Ron Paul Revolution sweeps through San Antonio on Saturday, July 28th.
Congressman Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, is coming to San Antonio July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
We are going to have with us this morning Jim Fetzer, Professor Jim Fetzer of the 9/11 Scholars or Scholars for 9/11 Truth. He's been one of the more outspoken, dedicated 9/11 truthers in the movement today, and also eloquent and impassioned. You're very, very, I wouldn't even say just entertaining, but you're very inspiring to listen to, Jim. Thanks for coming on the program with us today.
Oh, thanks so much, Don. I'm really grateful to be here. This is a dynamite program, and I have Baker's dozen of outstanding speakers, so I'm very pleased we can discuss it. I think your point about considering the message rather than attacking the messenger is impeccable. In this case, of course, if I'm the messenger, it has surprised me that as a professional philosopher of science who's published 28 books. I spent 35 years teaching logic, critical thinking, scientific reasoning. I'm a former Marine Corps officer. I'm solely dedicated to exposing the truth and revealing falsehoods. And what we have found, of course, is that the government has been telling us nothing but lies. My institutional affiliation, by the way, was University of Minnesota rather than Wisconsin. But I
excuse me on that point.
I love Wisconsin. My daughter and son-in-law both attended there, and I've now actually retired to the Madison areas with my wife, so we can be closer to their family.
Okay, and you know, and that's true. All I took in college was one semester of 101 level applied logic, and I found it so important and foundational that of all the things that I learned in school, that's probably the one area that I apply over and over again every single day of my life, because we're always being challenged to be truthful and logical in our arguments. And then when you see people all around you violating the 17 known fallacies of argument, you can understand then that their own convictions aren't strong enough to stand on the merits of the argument, so they have to engage in these other things to press their argument forward. And when you see those, you recognize them, and you can dismiss them and go on with your life. But when it comes to 9/11 truth, say, it's not quite so easy because it's such a closed community, and we've got to get people past this stuff and get into the realm of ideas, and that's where the baking really happens.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, when the way you put it is right on the money too. When I have students in my course on critical thinking, I would say to them, if you were to come here to the University of Minnesota, and this was on the Duluth campus, and take just one course, I said, this is the course you ought to take.
Yeah.
When it comes to, you know, a scientific research, an indispensable stage of scientific research is speculation. You begin with puzzlement. You've got some phenomenon, something's happened. You don't quite understand it, like the events of 9/11. Then you have to speculate. What's the full range of alternative possible explanations? One, of course, is 19 Islamic fundamentalists hijacked these four commercial aircrafts and perpetrated these atrocities while outfoxing the most sophisticated air defense system in the world under a guy in a cave off in Afghanistan. Now, anyone who misses the point, which is not subtle, that is a conspiracy theory, which means the government's own account is a conspiracy theory. So those of us who look at this and say, this is actually quite ridiculous, and in fact we have been able to disprove every major claim the government has made about 9/11. We are critics of an outrageous conspiracy theory, and if we're revealing deeper and darker truths behind the scene, well, we had better face up to it because our nation is in peril.
Well, and that's something, too, that those are the areas that you're going into, and I think many of our listeners are going to be hip to this because not on the table generally, and for sure, there's things that we can stick to, things that we can alert the public to that are very tangible, very acceptable, very basic, almost conventional, but what is not on the table oftentimes is the knowledge of the really advanced technology that the government has at its disposal and which was likely used during this event. And those are the areas that you're getting into, and I'm fascinated, to be quite honest, because we need to know what they're capable of in order to understand what they could be doing to us today or tomorrow.
Those are very nice points, Don. In fact, there's a basic logical difference between refuting the government's account, which we have done in spades, and explaining how it was actually done.
Sure.
There's almost no disagreement in the community about refuting the government's account, with the exception of one or two areas. There's still some lingering controversy I find difficult to understand about the Pentagon and whether a Boeing 757 hit it. But as I explained in a recent press release that was talking about a study from Pilots for 9/11 Truth, there's really overwhelming evidence that no Boeing 757 hit the Pentagon. So what we're left with is trying to sort out how it was actually done, which turns out to be one of the greatest murder mysteries of all time.
No, I can agree with that. I've read aspects of the Pilots for 9/11 Truth investigation, and I've seen the DVD that does the simulation of the events based upon the evidence left behind, and their arguments they're very compelling.
So that's one of the areas, and in fact, if you stop and think about it, really the only topics that are worth discussing are the controversial ones. I mean, if something's uncontroversial, everyone thinks the same way, what's the point of going to share your shared beliefs? What we're doing here is trying to sort things out and get to the bottom of what really did happen.
And for sure, too, in any aspect of investigation, there's all different levels of understanding. There's the 101 level, the 202 level, the 303 level, and on and on. And so different things appeal to people differently.
Right.
And so as you're attempting to broaden the spectrum of people who are interested in getting to the bottom of 9/11 truth,
yep,
some of them will be interested in the basic stuff, some of them are going to be interested in the sci-fi stuff. So all of them need to be explored.
So we're going to cover it all. We're going to start with a basic introduction and explanation of what most of us agree upon in terms of the inadequacies in the government account, and it's going to include Kevin Barrett, who most of you would know, perhaps the leading 9/11 activist in the world today, Dave Von Kleist, who produced In Plain Sight and now has a new video DVD, The Ripple Effect, and Barbara Honegger, who was actually at the Pentagon at the time and who is a very sophisticated and articulate speaker. So they and I are going to talk about the science and politics of 9/11 as an orientation session the first morning. Then we're going to turn to more technical discussion about what happened at the World Trade Center, which may be the most controversial. Here you find explanations fall into three broad categories. One is the official account, which will have already been dismembered. The second is that it was done using some kind of conventional explosives, usually in combination with thermite or thermate. And then the third is some sort of unconventional explosives, which could be, or mode of demolition, which could be something to do with nukes, maybe hydrogen, maybe fourth generation, whatever. And then all the unconventional possibilities that go beyond that, like lasers or masers or plasmoids or antimatter, something very sophisticated happened here, Don, and we got to sort it out. It's a very tricky, but it's also intellectually utterly fascinating.
Sure. And there's even an aspect of 9/11 mysteries where Sophia Smallstorm interviewed a guy, I can't remember his name right now, but experienced demolitions expert, and he's reviewed all the information, and he said that whatever it was that brought the Twin Towers down, I don't have the tools at my disposal to have done that job.
That's a very nice point, Don. And here we have the person I consider to be the leading scientist studying 9/11 in the world today. She has degrees in structural engineering and engineering mechanics and materials engineering science. Her name is Judy Wood, and she has developed the most elaborate website just laying out the evidence that we have to explain, which is massive and impressive. Joining her is Bob Fitrakis, who's a celebrated political science professor from Ohio, who's published many books, including Star Wars, Weather Modification, and Full Spectrum Dominance. He'll also be there offering critique and stimulating criticism and discussion.
So here we are. We've got some very credible individuals with curriculum IDs that are stellar, that have put their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor on the line to go ahead and get this information out, and their ideas may be a little bit radical, but they're basing them on stuff, on information, on tangible evidence that these types of weapons or these types of techniques exist, these technologies exist. They're just not available to the public, and so that, I think, is the component that makes it so difficult for people to grasp.
We'll get this too, Don. Judy, for example, who's often accused of having speculation, is probably the most evidence-based researcher in the whole community, because she has been going through and compiling hundreds of photographs that reflect different aspects of what happened at the World Trade Center across time, so that what she really does is just go into great detail about the evidence and allows the evidence to speak for itself. And it's amazing how much you can learn by going through just the photographs, one form of hard evidence after another. In fact, she doesn't just talk about hard evidence; she actually trades in it.
Well, that is something too. There is an entire body of photographic evidence relative to 9/11 that isn't immediately associated with the Twin Towers and Building 7. It's out there in the fringes, the cars and the buildings, several blocks away, and what happened to them, and even what happened to some of the people walking down the street several blocks away. And these things are generally kind of outside of the purview of most 9/11 investigation.
Yeah, but they'll be front and center here at this conference. Believe me, if you want to have a fascinating intellectual experience, you want to come to this conference. And that session will be followed up, by the way, by a symposium on taking legal action against NIST, because a very creative activist attorney from Connecticut, Jerry Liepart, had the brilliant idea of using the Data Quality Act as a framework for requiring or requesting that NIST straighten out its own report because its conclusions are contradicted by its own evidence.
Absolutely.
And Ed Haas, Morgan Reynolds and Judy Woods all submitted requests for correction to the NIST, and Jerry and Morgan and Judy will talk about it.
Okay, well, hang tight, everybody. We're going to come back with Professor Jim Fetzer as we discuss the interesting angles yet to be discussed about 9/11. We'll be back in a few moments.
The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. Now, this new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Halfway through almost the second hour of the American Activist here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and our guest for this hour has been Professor Jim Fetzer, a 9/11 truther extraordinaire, and a man who is going into, or actually leading the discussion as Scholars for 9/11 Truth into some very interesting aspects of what could have been the technological leaps that allowed the events of 9/11 to occur as they did. Professor Fetzer, you're going to be holding a conference in Madison, Wisconsin on August 3rd to 5th, and some of the issues that you're going to be discussing with the speakers that are invited is a little controversial, I suppose. We've got a few minutes of this break, and we'll continue it on the other end of the hour here.
Yeah.
Let's get into some of the concepts that are going to be discussed, because yeah. I am just absolutely fascinated with
it. Well, let me just issue a challenge. You know, there are a lot of
sure.
people who have been critical of looking at high-tech weapons like directed energy weapons because they think it could be done by conventional means. including thermite and thermate. And I'll just say, anyone who comes to this conference who can convince me that conventional methods can explain all of the evidence that Judy Wood lays out will get a free registration. It's a $125 registration. $25 is for two lunches, wonderful lunches on Saturday and Sunday. I'll refund your $100 registration if you can show me how you can explain the evidence that she presents using conventional methods.
Oh, that sounds like a pretty excellent challenge.
Yeah, because you're going to get the benefit of the whole conference. And if in addition you can vindicate your own beliefs about the explanatory power of the conventional, and look, you win either way. Because if you succeed in showing that you were right, you get a comp registration for a fantastic conference. And if you don't, you've learned something that's terribly important that enables you to better understand one of the great mass murders of all time.
Okay, so while we're in that vein, I suppose, why don't you go ahead and give out the contact information so that people can pre-register for the conference and avail themselves of your generous challenge.
The best way to go to get information is go to 911scholars.org, 911scholars.org, and just scroll down. You'll find the conference announcement immediately. There's an icon there, and it gives you very explicit instructions. What you'd want to do is to send a check to Scholars for 9/11 Truth to the address given there, which is 800 Violet Lane, Oregon, Wisconsin, 53575, and it's all there. It's right there. And contact the hotel. Instructions are given. And you get a special conference rate. It's a wonderful hotel. It's got exercise rooms, swim rooms. The rooms are very high quality. This is a four-star hotel. And they're giving the rooms, single or double, only $99 a night, conference rate.
Boy, isn't that weird? We're actually saying only $99 a night. Are we on the edge of hyperinflation or what?
Oh, I worry, Don, about the future, I'll just tell you. And when the market is climbing like this, sometimes bad things follow. So it's we're in a very dangerous time of our lives. And, of course, with an administration like this one that is willing to continue to pursue the profits for its corporate friends by running a terrible war in violation of international law and the U.N. Charter for the sake of oil and maximizing American military and political power in the Middle East, we're in bad way.
No, that is true. 9/11 is just one of the factors of our collective peril here, and so many things are coming full circle at this time. We're totally in a race for the hearts and minds of our countrymen to get on board with us on some of these issues before something rather cataclysmic and drastic happens that really severely threatens this republic.
And let me make a nice point, Don. There's a tie-in between the anti-war movement and 9/11, because 9/11 was used as the fuse to blow up the world in Afghanistan and Iraq. So I think anyone who really wants to pursue the anti-war movement needs to appreciate the role that 9/11 has played here, that the government has used lies to instill fear into us, acts of violence and threats of violence to instill fear into the American people in order to manipulate us to pursue its political agenda, which, of course, is a classic definition of terrorism, which means when you put it all together that the American government has been using terrorism to manipulate the American people.
And when you think about it, 9/11 is to the Gulf War, well, this version of the Gulf War, as Gulf of Tonkin was to Vietnam, as Pearl Harbor was to World War II, as the Lusitania was to World War I.
Yep.
These false flag things happen, people rally behind them, and they're able to go to war, and they're absolutely false. In fact, our previous guest, Ben Hinkle from Bellingham, Washington, responded to the call because of Pearl Harbor, and he joined the Navy and fought for America. And after serving, finding that there were some questions about Pearl Harbor, he got really involved and then has been incensed ever since that his love and compassion for his country was used in a manufactured event to get him to fight.
Remember the young Kuwaiti girl who came and testified before Congress, how in a hospital in Kuwait she'd seen the Iraqi soldiers dump babies out of incubators?
Turned
out that she was the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador, that she'd never been in the hospital, and that she'd been prepped for this by a public relations firm run by the Republicans?
Yeah, isn't that so? There was that false flag for Gulf War I as well. I mean, here we are. We're being manipulated into these events, and our country is indeed in peril. We're going to talk about some of the concepts that are so radical. So everybody, stick with us. We've got Jim Fetzer with us, Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and you're on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the American Activist, and we'll be back after these important commercial messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is Lance Keltner, and I firmly support Ron Paul as next president of the United States. That's why myself and New Disaster will be rocking San Antonio in support of Ron. It's going to be a great day of music. Don't miss it.
Congressman Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, is coming to San Antonio July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
Hi, I'm David White of the Glorious Dregs, and I support Ron Paul for president in 2008. Please join us when the Ron Paul Revolution sweeps through San Antonio on Saturday, July 28th.
Congressman Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, is coming to San Antonio July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
And this is the longest segment of our hour, and we're going to go ahead and take advantage of this by having Professor Jim Fetzer, our guest for this hour, discuss, and he's holding a conference, a 9/11 Truth Conference in Madison, Wisconsin, between the 3rd and 5th of August, and in it is going to be some rather controversial scientific, technological angles of 9/11 Truth are going to be discussed. And so, Jim, why don't you give us a bit of a preview of the things that are going to be discussed And again, mention once again the speakers that are going to be bringing this material to our attention.
Yeah, terrific, Don. Well, one of the ways in which I have broadened the conference to include politics is by adding a session on 9/11 and the neocon agenda. In other words, in how Nyland fits into this broader scheme for creating an American empire. I have three experts on different aspects of these issues. One is named Doug Rocky, who's a military expert, Lauren Moray, who's a scientific expert, and Alfred Weber, who's a legal expert. Let me tell you a little about him. Alfred Weber, for example, is an author and lawyer who is serving as a judge on the Kuala Lumpur International War Crimes Tribunal. He's the international director of the Institute for Cooperation in Space. He's the author of the 9/11 Independent Prosecutor Act. He's quite a remarkable guy. Doug Rocky is the former director of the U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Project. He's taught a lot of courses in environmental science, environmental engineering, nuclear physics, and so forth. His military career spanned decades, including combat duty in Vietnam and Gulf War I. And Lauren Moray is an independent radiation specialist. She's worked in 46 countries as a professional geoscientist, an expert witness on depleted uranium weaponry at the International Criminal Tribunal for Afghanistan in Tokyo. She's published on HAARP, weather modification, tectonic warfare, mind control, fourth-generation nuclear weapons, and other scientific issues related to 9/11. They are going to suggest that a lot of what's going on here, including the use of these depleted uranium weapons in the Middle East, is to contaminate vast areas of that part of the world and actually bring about depopulation of a significant segment of the world's population. This is extremely troubling stuff. It's very controversial, but if they're right, the situation is even more frightening than we ever imagined. So that's a very important major segment of the conference that I have brought in to develop a broader conception of 9/11 in the historical context. Perhaps the most controversial would be a session on Sunday that's devoted to video fakery, that some of those broadcasts we saw on 9/11 may in fact have been manipulated to create particular impressions. Morgan Reynolds has done a huge amount of work on this. A composer by the name of Ace Baker has done a brilliant study called Chopper 5 Composite, about how one of the most widely broadcast reports has actually been manipulated in a digital way. He does a great deal of work on digital stuff. Anyone who's skeptical about this, and I was skeptical forever until I realized that there was a gap between video fakery and the presence or absence of planes. You could have actual planes hitting the building, but they could have features that you want to suppress, like Dave Von Kleist has done a lot of stuff about this pod underneath the plane that may well be a remote control device that allows the plane to be controlled from great distances. And the kind of flash as the plane impacts the building, which I've tended to infer was an incendiary device to make sure the jet fuel would all go up in a spectacular fireball. Well, those could be features of the plane or the events interacting with the building you want to conceal, and therefore you perform video fakery. If anyone isn't open-minded to this, I say take a look on Google. Go to Google Video or YouTube and look for September Clues, C-L-U-E-S, and you'll find six less than 10-minute long segments devoted to issues related to video fakery. And just realize, recently we had a family gathering here in Madison. My son-in-law's parents are from Milwaukee, and there was a Brewers game on. So we were watching the game on TV, but they had a favorite announcer they really liked, so we brought in a radio. Listening to the radio, we discovered he was so far ahead of what we were being broadcast on television that we knew before the pitcher threw the ball whether it would be a strike, a ball, or a hit. So I just say, there's this kind of delay. And you tend to forget, too, that often you're given images on television that you take for reality, even though they're created. Like, take a pro football game, maybe, or even college now. You see the first down line is there. It's usually in color, maybe green. Well, you see the players run over it and so forth, and you think it's real. But actually, of course, it's just imposed during the broadcast. So it looks as though there really are serious issues here about video fakery, and that will be a principal focus of the symposium on Sunday morning. It should be extremely interesting and quite exciting.
Well, and we shouldn't be surprised either, because throughout history, there are these images that are planted in our heads with the express purpose, the explicit purpose, of framing our thoughts and emotions on certain subject matter. And those things are staged. I mean, putting up the flag in Iwo Jima.
That's right.
I mean, that's everybody has that image in their mind, and it's a
flag
center figure in our understanding and impressions of World War II.
Flags of Our Fathers, Clint Eastwood did a whole movie about it. It was really fascinating.
Right.
And you're absolutely right, Don. I think you're right on top of this. And, this was very carefully contrived. I've done a huge amount of research on JFK, and I can tell you that the assassination of Jack Kennedy was a very elaborately planned event. It had multiple shooters. 8, 9, or 10 shots were fired. JFK himself was hit 4 different times. He was in the throat from in front, in the back, 5.5 inches down below the collar from behind, twice in the head. Get this, Don, after the driver pulled the limousine to the left and to a halt in Dealey Plaza after bullets had begun to be fired. We have more than 15 indications of Secret Service complicity setting up from the hit. The CIA, military, and mafia appear to have been involved in taking him out. Lyndon Johnson, J. Edgar Hoover appear to have been principals with financing from Texas oilmen. I published 3 different books on this subject with contributions by experts on different aspects. And I just tell you, what we know about JFK now is detailed, it's thorough, it's meticulous, and it shows the whole thing was carefully contrived, and a huge amount of attention was also given to the cover-up, where they even altered the x-rays, they substituted another brain, they faked autopsy photographs. So when I came into 9/11 research, I was kind of astonished that, you know, it didn't appear to me there was this vast amount of conflicting and often contradictory evidence where you had to sort out the authentic from the inauthentic. But when you get into this area of video fakery, you have to take that into account, because you could have fake videos of video fakery that you have to sort out. So a key aspect in all this is determining the authenticity of the very material with which you're working.
And besides that, this happened in 2001. The level of sophistication technologically of what we have available at our disposal here as just ordinary folks is so much greater than it was in the 60s. And then to think that that the government and whoever staged this event has at their disposal technology that is even more advanced as far as editing and creating images than what we have, you have to expect that the elaborate nature of this hoax involves obvious manipulations of the visual imagery that everybody has in their mind.
I think you're exactly right, Don, and that this conference is going to focus on that issue explicitly, and to my knowledge, it's the only one. It's certainly the only conference ever held that's going to focus on all of these controversial issues, including how the Trade Center was taken down, possibly involving high-tech weapons, directed energy weapons, on the way in which the 9/11 agenda fits into this broader scheme, possibly involving depopulating the world, and this video fakery and the role of the planes, because we know there was no 757 hit the building, even if one flew over it, as the pilot's research reflects. So I've got a group of experts who are going to assess the results of the conference and talk about, you know, what we have learned from the conference, including Jim Mars, who, of course, is celebrated for his work on JFK as well as on 9/11, where he's published several books, including Inside Job and The Terror Conspiracy, which he co-authored with Barbara Honegger, remember, who's also going to be there. And she'll be another among those discussing where things stand. So will Dave Von Kleist and I. If you want a conference that has high level of intellectual content, this is the conference. We're going to cover in depth these subjects that are so important and so controversial. And I may say, if someone would be interested in, you know, preliminary look at some of the research of some of the speakers, a new book I just published, a collection of essays entitled The 9/11 Conspiracy, is available at Amazon and the major bookstores.
Okay, well, excellent. So the 9/11 Conspiracy is your most recent contribution to 9/11 Truth, at least in print, and it's available at Amazon at this time?
Yes, that's exactly right. In fact, Amazon has a special where you can get that book together with David Ray Griffin's Debunking 9/11 Debunking. And I think the two make a wonderful complement. Others have told me they regard the 9/11 conspiracy as the most objective and scientific of all the books published on 9/11. David Ray Griffin does such a wonderful job of debunking the debunkers. I think it's a great pairing of books, and you can get them together at a special price on Amazon.
Yeah, I would have to agree. In fact, the 9/11 Visibility Project from Seattle hosted David Ray Griffin here a couple months back, and we traveled from North Idaho to listen in, and he's a marvelous man, and his thoughts in this area are lucid. And, you know, that is another aspect of this thing that we really, as intellectuals, well, no, as ordinary thinking, independently thinking people, is that we have to consider the reasons behind why people do the motivation. And to say that 9/11 was perpetrated for oil is too simplistic.
Yes.
And there's deeper reasons. And also, whenever there's a conspiracy, there's a variety of different players in a conspiracy. Each one of them contributes because each one has something unique to gain out of the experience.
Let me elaborate on that question of motivation. The day before 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld reported that the Pentagon was missing $2.3 trillion. And, of course, Larry Silverstein, who had gained private control of the World Trade Center for the first time in its history just about 6 months before it insured the World Trade Center for $3.5 billion against terrorist attacks, and then because there were two planes, he claimed there were two attacks and sought to collect $7 billion and got a large part of that. Building 7, people don't realize, which, of course, came down at 5:20 in the afternoon after Larry Silverstein suggested that there's been so much death and destruction, perhaps the best thing to do was to pull it. Not only had the offices of the Secret Service and the CIA, but also the Securities and Exchange Commission, and all the records for the $70 billion oil and gas energy swindle out of California were in that building, too. So, and the Enron records. I mean, you had this bizarre case of where you have Ken Lay found guilty, and then before the sentence can be imposed, he presumably dies. And because no sentence has been imposed yet, none can be imposed, so his estate doesn't have to pay a penny. My belief is Ken Lay is drinking Mai Tais in Tahiti today, or some similar situation. Bush, of course, wanted to be a war president. He claimed to have studied American history, and the great presidents were the war presidents. The neocons wanted to move into the Middle East for the sake of creating an American empire, getting that gas pipeline constructed in northern Afghanistan, where it's now defended by two permanent bases, where the president to Afghanistan is a former UNICAL oil official and our ambassador to Afghanistan, another former UNICAL oil official. Dick Cheney had always boasted that Iraqi oil was a real prize because it's high grade and easy to extract from the ground. And we have 14 permanent bases going in there, and the embassy, which is going to run $1 billion, is the largest, I think, in the world. And yet they're going to be able to lob mortar shells right in. This war is completely chaos. It's all, they're trying to get the Iraqi parliament to pass this oil privatization act. They call it the hydrocarbon law. It's the number one benchmark. But the Israelis are balking. I mean, the Iraqis are balking very appropriately because it would give like 80% of their oil away to the private oil companies. None of this was idealistic. All of this was shrewdly calculated. All of it has a very materialistic financial aspect. Save, say, you know, George W. Bush's deluded desire to be a war president.
Yeah, and I don't really ascribe much in the way of study to that guy about any subject matter. A pure puppet has probably never been born. And, you know, all of the different players you mentioned that have key reasons for wanting 9/11 to happen are so dedicated to each one of their little angles on this thing that they can be depended upon absolutely to perform and to keep their mouths shut.
Don, I think you're absolutely right about that. Absolutely right. So for those out there who want to know more, I mean, go to 911scholars.org. You read the bio sketches on all of the contributors. You got the whole program and where you can, you know, how you can register and how you can get a hold of the hotel. But I got to say, Don, how much I appreciate, you know, our having the chance to discuss all these things, because, frankly, I don't think there's a more important topic, a more important problem confronting the United States today. Bush is going to try to use, this is our greatest fear, another false flag attack to justify suspending the Constitution and imposing military law. And anyone who has any doubts about that, I'd say go to Scholars and check out our press releases. I have four recent press releases, and the most recent is building on one that came from Kevin Barrett from the from his organization, MUJCA, Majuka, which is an organization of Muslims and Jews and Christians who are allied for 9/11 truth, where he was talking about a series of reports, very recent, about how Al-Qaeda has reconstituted and what a threat it represents and so forth, and how you have prominent Republicans saying the best thing that could happen for the GOP is to have another 9/11. You even have Rick Santorum, the former senator from Pennsylvania, who says that it's going to happen and it's going to benefit the GOP. So what I did was to build on that, elaborate and expand upon it, and there's a pattern there, and you can read about it in our press releases.
No, that's perfect. And, you know, if we swallowed the Gulf of Tonkin, if we swallowed Pearl Harbor, if we swallowed the Lusitania, and then we swallow 9/11, shame on us.
That's right.
I mean, how many different times must the American people be subjected to the same trick to get them involved in global armed military conflict? This one, of course, apparently being perpetual and unending, before we realize that it is a trick, it's the same trick, and that we just haven't caught on yet.
You're absolutely right. There was a Marine Corps Major General by the name of Smedley Butler who was quite celebrated. In fact, back in the 30s, businessmen tried to recruit him to bring about a military coup in the United States, which he refused. But he became so disillusioned with the use of the military to promote business purposes that he published a little pamphlet entitled War is a Racket. We talked about how time after time the American military was used to send into a country in order to protect the interests of American corporations. In Cuba is a perfect illustration. It was when Castro nationalized the properties of United Fruit and Anaconda that they started describing him as a communist. I mean, you know, someone is a communist if they are working to benefit their own people, use their natural resources to help their own people. That turns them into an enemy of the United States.
Absolutely.
It's
so hang tight, Professor Fetzer. We are at our last break of the hour, and when we come back, we're going to just have a couple of closing comments, and we're going to wish you well on your conference endeavor. So hang tight.
Revitalize cells and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Everybody, we're here in the last segment of the American Activist here on the Republic Broadcast Network. Our guest for this hour has been Professor Jim Fetzer, 9/11 truther extraordinaire, and he's putting on a conference. He's sponsoring a conference in Madison, Wisconsin, August 3rd to 5th. And thanks again for doing this. And everybody, I'm going to encourage you to pay attention to these developments, because this is quite possibly going to be the dividing line when we get these things figured out as to what really happened that day. So, Professor Fetzer, in our closing moments here, go ahead and give the contact information again for the event itself and for Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and any other thoughts that you can quickly get into the next minute or two.
Thanks so much, Don. Well, I think that when the 9/11 movement and the anti-war movement merge, because the anti-war movement realizes that the 9/11 is the fuse that has set off these explosive wars and this spate of aggression worldwide, that we are going to create a potent force that is going to be able to bring about real, genuine political change in the United States. Anyone who wants to know about this conference, it's just loaded with ideas, excellent speakers. You're going to be fascinated. It's so rich, so deep, that it's concentrated into a day and a half. Go to 911scholars.org. Scroll down to the Madison Conference. You'll read all about it, contact information. And please come and respond to my challenge. Anyone who can show that all of the evidence that, for example, Judy Wood presents can be explained on the basis of conventional explosives, including thermite and thermate, will get a complimentary registration from me. So please do come on down there. You still have to pay for your lunches. That's $25, but you'll get your $100 registration free back with a smile if you can prove it. And if you can't, you'll have learned something you need to learn. Namely, this is a very complex, sophisticated operation. And let me throw in this point. If it was unconventional explosives, it has to have been done by the American military. There's no way out. If it was conventional, you can buy them on eBay. What we're really doing is looking at serious hypotheses that are the only ones, so far as I can see, that have the capacity to explain all of the evidence. So come and study the data. You're not going to believe how much you're going to learn from it. I've spent a huge amount of time on this. I've had Judy as my guest many, many times. Believe me, you're going to learn a lot from this conference.
And, you know, this is the next level of our understanding, and we've got to get up to speed quickly because, as you've stated, as Ron Paul stated, as even Chertoff has stated, the likelihood of another attack, and if we can see the progression here, each one is more sophisticated and more deadly, is imminent at this time. So if we're going to prevent another attack, or if we're going to head it off at the pass, we have to expose these people yesterday.
Yes, Bill Beauchere is the syndicated talk show commentator, talk show host, he thinks this is so important. He's coming down to tape it. Come down and meet him. We're gonna have a great time. You're gonna learn a lot. It's gonna be a small conference. It's limited to 150, so you want to act now. Come down. You get to meet everybody up close and personal.
All right. Thanks so much, Professor Fetzer, for being with us. Thanks so much also for your dogged insistence on exploring all the issues with regard to 9/11 and bravely defying those that would ad hominem attack you into submission. My hat's off to you. Bless you. Best of luck at the conference, and best of luck to the entire nation as we puzzle through 9/11.
Thanks for having me. I'm very grateful.
It's been a pleasure having you, Dr. Fetzer and Ben Hinkle, earlier this morning. Everybody, get out there. This is your country. Speak to people's listening, write to their reading, and make a difference in your world today, our world today. And we'll see you again. We'll hear you again. You'll hear us again next week on the American